my nation die. Hold on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. Sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Thursday, August 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Joining us on the line is former State Senator Tanya Schutmaker. She's on the line talking about some things they've been doing up here in northern Michigan. Good morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Trucker. It's great to be with you this morning.
Yes, you guys have been traveling. I believe you were in Traverse City. You were up in the UP. Tell us about the group that you're traveling with, Michiganders for Civic Resilience. What is that group and what are you guys all about?
Well, Michiganders for Civic Resilience really is, has a couple of, main goals. One, to improve our civil discourse. You know, we're all not going to think alike, but it's important that we have very, spirited but also civil discussions with our fellow Americans. And then to mitigate any political violence and really also to educate people on the election process and to improve having a secure and fair election.
Absolutely. Now, in these presentations, and I believe you're on your way to Sheboygan to do one here, is it at 12 o'clock that you guys are starting in Sheboygan?
That's correct. We will be at the Sheboygan Opera House at 12 o'clock. So if any of your listeners want to come out and learn about secure and the checks and balances in elections, we have Kent County Clerk Lisa Posthumous-Lyons. And then Chris Gregg and I are also on the panel, just kind of educating our public about the upcoming election.
Very good. Sheboygan Opera House at 12 noon. I believe that goes until 1:30. And then you guys are heading over to Alpena as well later this evening.
That's correct. Tonight at we'll be at Alpena at 5:30 until 7. And that is going to be at the Alpena Community College, the Graham Theater in room 106.
Very good. Graham Theater, we've been there for other events, so I know exactly where you're at there. And basically, as people come, and you guys have been promoting this, we're promoting it on the radio, hopefully folks will show up for sure in Sheboygan. Our reach into Alpena is a little spotty as you're heading east towards Alpena, but we have people listening in Onaway and Hawks and Hillman and Roger City, so maybe we can get some of them to go to Alpena. But what is ultimately, what is the goal? What do you think to hope to accomplish? Will there be questions and answers from the audience? How exactly does the events work?
Well, we want people to have faith in the election process, and there's a lot of safeguards. And so Lisa Posthumous-Lyons does a wonderful job at walking people through the beginning of, you know, the preparation for the upcoming election, what happens on election day, how those votes are tabulated, the checks and balances, because as we all agree that fair and secure elections are all the bedrock of our constitutional republic. And so we want to give people information and also inform them of the rights. You know, a lot of people don't realize that as members of the public, you can go observe election day to make sure that we have safe and secure elections. You can go watch when the votes are tabulated to understand that. And so, you know, informing the public of their rights and so that they can have confidence in their elections is really kind of what our whole Northern Michigan tour is all about. So the event is free. So we welcome anyone in the public to come out. We'll have not an extravagant meal, but like a sandwich and some chips. And, tonight we'll have pizza. And so the event is free and you will learn a lot.
Can you stay on through the break, Tanya?
I can.
Okay, very good. Short break. Staying on, former State Senator Tanya Shoemaker. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Staying on to the break with us is former State Senator Tanya Shoemaker. They are on a tour of Northern Michigan providing information to folks about the election process. Tanya, I believe you guys were in Traverse City on Tuesday and yesterday you were up in the UP?
Yes, that's correct. We were in Traverse City on Tuesday night, had a lot of people show up for a great community conversation. And then yesterday we were in Marquette at the Marquette Township Hall at noon. And then we were in Escanaba at the park there. Lovely weather last night in Escanaba. And we had a great community conversation with some interested community members.
Excellent, excellent. One of the things that I was just speaking with former State Senator Patrick Kobach about was the Supreme Court ruling that came out this week regarding these rules about the use of cell phones and poll challengers and things like that. Do you guys have, as part of your presentation, any explanation or how that works, especially with Lisa being a county clerk? Does she have any issues with the Supreme Court rulings, these rules that Jocelyn Benson has put forward regarding poll challengers? Are there any issues that you guys are aware of that you talk about during these presentations?
Well, forgive me, Trekker. You're going to have to educate me a little bit more. We've been on the road, so I haven't heard about the Supreme Court decision.
Oh, well, a 4-3 decision, they upheld her rules that she had implemented back for the 2020 election. Remember China virus, remember TCF Center, remember all that. Well, she then carried those rules forward for 22, and now she's basically the most recent Senate Bill 603-604, which passed the House, the Senate. Whitmer signed it into law, but it didn't have immediate effect. They didn't have the 6 votes from the Republican senators to give it immediate effect, but she's trying to basically implement those laws prior to and for this upcoming November 5th election, even though they haven't gone into effect yet. And so we're really upset, kind of concerned how she could go around the legislative process and implement these rules without them being enforced. So obviously then you guys are probably not up to speed on all that since you've been on the road.
Yeah, we haven't received that question. We've received a number of questions. You know, obviously we're a nation of laws and we're a state of immediate effect. It should not take immediate effect. So I would agree with Patrick Kobach on that, it should not receive immediate effect.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, and I did wanted to give you the opportunity. Your cell phone's kind of kicking in and out a little bit, so we'll let you get to Sheboygan. But I want you to repeat the times and the locations for the audience so they can get over there. We have enough time to get people there, especially in Sheboygan. If you could repeat those for us, exactly where are they and what are the times again?
Absolutely. We're going to be in Sheboygan at Sheboygan Opera House from noon until 1:30. So we will have a catered lunch there, nothing extravagant, but it will be free. And we welcome people to come out and answer election questions that they might have. And then tonight we will be at the Alpena Community College, the Graham Theater in room 106, with some pizza. So we welcome people to come out tonight and then also today in Sheboygan at noon.
Very good. And this evening at the college, it's going to be from 5:30 to 7.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Well, again, we love technology when it works, Tanya, and we hate it when it doesn't. And you're breaking up a little bit, so we'll let you go. You have safe travels and good luck. I hope you
Thank
get a
you.
Lot of folks turned out today.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Trekker. Look forward to seeing all your listeners out there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Again, that's former State Senator Tanya Shootmaker. And one of the things that's kind of interesting, there's another group traveling with them as well, but she is part of Michiganders for Civic Resilience. Again, if you're in Sheboygan, and again, nothing extravagant, finger type of food, a sandwich or whatever. Check it out. It's free. Spend your lunch hour with them. It's from noon to 1:30 at the Sheboygan Opera House there in Sheboygan. And then they'll be heading over to Alpena, the Graham Theater, room 106 from 5:30 to 7 tonight in Alpena. pizza party. That's basically what they've arranged for. So greatly appreciate Tanya coming on. I really wanted to have her on via Skype, but she's in a car traveling right now, so we had to rely on cell signals, and she's probably getting ready to change cells. That's what's happening. So we apologize. Hopefully you were able to hear everything she had to say. One of the things I think is pretty interesting is the process of the election. One of the things that we're very much concerned about and we want to make sure is followed is the fact that the process of handling the ballots, the chain of custody, I'm sure they'll be talking about that with Lisa Lyons there as the Kent County clerk. She knows very well the election laws. She knows how to run the elections, and she's there part of this entourage that will be talking with you folks at these two locations here today. So greatly appreciate the information. And hopefully, if you have any questions about the process, Lisa Lyons is the perfect person for you to speak with and ask those questions of, being the fact that she is, in fact, a county clerk. So if you have any questions, if you want those locations and times, just text me. Let's go with election. Text me the word election, and I'll send you the locations and the times on your cell phone so you can make it over there. Tell them you heard it on Trucker Randy here on the radio, and tell them Trucker Randy said hi. Greatly appreciate that. One of the other aspects that is very interesting about the process, and again, we always talk about the process, is the fact that these laws that they're trying to implement haven't taken effect yet. And Tanya obviously hadn't been updated on those, that ruling from the Supreme Court yesterday. So I apologize for kind of blindsiding her with that. But here's what the problem is. Here is exactly what the problem is. With the 4-3 decision by the Michigan Supreme Court, is basically, here's where the problem lies, again, with what Patrick Colbeck was trying to explain. In the fact that the Michigan Supreme Court had intervened in the case, O'Halloran versus Benson, Secretary of State of Michigan, before the 22 election, which allowed the rules that Benson wanted to put into place, basically to issue an unlawful poll challenger guidance stating that she didn't have time to comply with the law before the 22 election. Basically, it was too close to the election. We put forward these rules and how the clerks and how the polling places are supposed to operate. It's too close to the election, so we basically can't change her rules and make them tie into the election laws. That's what they said back then. Well, now they're saying that her unlawful guidelines are actually moot because the Democrats, 56 Democrats in the House to 54 Republicans, 20 state senators, Democrat to 18 Republicans, changed the law. These were the election laws we referred to, we've been talking about, we've been covering them extensively. Senator Jim Runstedt and I have been communicating back and forth. Senate Bill 603-604. But here's the problem. They were passed in the House on partisan lines. 56 Democrats to 20 state senator Democrats with a signature by Democrat governor. But when the tally board was lit up in the Senate, as you already know, immediate effect in the Senate is done differently than it is in the House. In the House, the little clicker thing is tapped, and it's automatic based on whoever has the gavel in their hand, whether or not it's a Democrat bill or a Republican bill, whether it gets immediate effect or not. So in the House, these bills were given immediate effect. However, in the Senate, the tally board is lit. They actually do a roll call vote for immediate effect. you have to get 6 Republican state senators to join the 20 Democrat state senators to give any bill immediate effect. Very much like what they did with the budget. They gave it immediate effect. So at midnight on September 30th of this year, just basically a month and a day away, the new budget, end of the year 2025, will go into effect. So 6 Republican state senators gave the budget immediate effect. However, when Senate Bills 603 and 604 came up for immediate effect, they didn't support it. They didn't vote for it. They didn't get the 6 Republican senators to join the 20 Democrats, and therefore, immediate effect wasn't granted. What does that mean? Senate Bills 603 and 604 are not in effect for this upcoming November 5th election. So what did the Democrats do? What did Jocelyn Benson do? What did the Attorney General Dana Nessel give opinions on? What did they do to push the Michigan Supreme Court to come up with this ruling? Well, the rules are in place because of changing the laws, even though they're not in effect yet. However, this lawsuit is moot, null and void, irrelevant. It doesn't apply to this election. Why? Because the Democrats changed the laws. So Patrick Kobach asked a very simple question on the show this morning, again on his X account he just updated. So when exactly is the appropriate time to hold the Secretary of State accountable for her unlawful election rules? Especially her new proposed rules and the use of electronic voting systems. You see, that's the main point I was making with Patrick Kobach. The ES&S machine, which he has a picture of a cell phone modem inside an ES&S machine on his website, letsfixstuff.org. It was back, I believe, in April of 23, possibly 22. You'll have to find it on his website. There's actually a picture of a cell phone modem embedded into the motherboard of this machine. Well, if we can't use our electronic devices, then how is it that they're able to use their electronic cell phone devices in these machines for this upcoming election? What do those machines do? What does those cell phone modems do? Well, they all argue, our machines are not connected to the internet. Some of our local township halls here in Antrim County don't even have internet service. I'm not kidding. Star Township does not have internet service at the township. But they do have cell phone signals. And I go back to Central Lake, Antrim County. Clerk Judy Kozlowski could not print out test ballots 2 weeks before the election. She contacted our current clerk, Cheryl Guy, and while she was on hold, waiting for about 10 minutes listening to Muzak, Cheryl Guy came back on the line and said, try it now. And the clerk, she basically, Judy Kozlowski said, wait a minute, nobody came here. Don't worry about it. It's all set. And surprise, surprise, she was able to print a test ballot. How did that happen? Cell phone technology connectivity into her machine. Pure and simple. Bottom of the hour news, we'll be right back.